Marketplace,
Shepparton's largest shopping centre.
Good morning, it's just past 7 o'clock. Hope you're having a good Monday.
I feel like it's not. It started off a good Monday until we brought up a very gruesome topic before we went to the news. I was telling you how I accidentally hit some cockatoos last night in the car. It was not a good feeling. Accidentally looked in the revision mirror, saw what had happened. And yeah, it's been haunting me ever since. Turns out, not alone though. We did open it up to the phones and it kind of went bonkers. Nathan was one of these people. Good morning, Nathan. How are you?
Yeah, thanks, yourself.
Yeah, good, thank you. Can you put my mind at ease? What have you accidentally hit?
Well, I was on my way home from work one day and I seen a duck crossing the road. I was going to the right to go past it and miss it.
Yeah.
But I cleaned up about 6 of its babies.
Oh, Nathan, that's terrible. Did you feel really bad?
I did. I pulled over, done a U-turn, went back, and yeah, unfortunately I've got them all.
That's good that you went back to check on them. And you were doing the right thing by trying to not hit the mother, but you didn't see the little ones because they would have been too small. Well, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Thanks for your call, Nathan.
No worries. Thank you.
Okay, and we've also got Angie with us. Angie, good morning. What have you hit when driving to make Hayley feel better?
The first time I was driving long distance when I was about 16 or so, we were driving to Bendigo and I hit a magpie, and same thing as you, Hayley, I looked in my rearview mirror.
Yes.
I had to pull over. I was bawling.
Oh.
Absolutely bawling. I couldn't believe what I just done.
It's so traumatic, isn't it? The way you just hear it. And, like, I squinted, so I didn't, you know, I probably shouldn't have done that when I was driving, but, you know, you just kind of think, oh, no, I won't hit them, and then it's too late. It's all over. It just happened so quickly. Yeah. Well, thanks for your call, Angie.
No worries.
And Hannah, you've hit something in your car?
Yes, I have.
Oh, tell me what it is. I kind of want to know but don't want to know.
Kangaroo.
Oh, that's
Did it
that's
get hard. Up and just jump away? Because my brother hit a massive one with his car. The kangaroo just got up, hopped away, and there was, like, more damage to my brother's car than the kangaroo.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm English and I'm still fairly new to the country, so kangaroos are still a massive novelty to me.
Oh, no.
This poor thing, I was joining the highway and I'd say somebody had already hit it, and the last thing I saw was it looking at my car with blood coming out of its nose.
Oh, no. And you're going to have that image in your mind now.
Yeah, I couldn't swerve because there was a massive truck behind me.
And yeah, not a good idea, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you told people back home about this? Like, oh, have you seen any kangaroos? And you were like, yeah, I hit one with my car.
No, I haven't told them that bit. They've seen the nice photos.
Yeah,
kangaroos happy and bouncing.
Just keep it that way, Hannah. All right, well, thank you so much. And no more hitting kangaroos.
Okay,
have a good day.
Live around the crater.